I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana. Check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat. See what's up. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, there's plenty of rain still.
So. Yeah. What else is new over your way other than rain?
I mean, it's got to the point that people just having to cancel. And matter of fact, I come on Monday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just. We got 6 inches on, 5.5 inches on last Thursday. And then when I come home, went by Lake Almond, he said, "Hey, dude, I'm checked out. I'm gone." I said, "Where you going?" He said, "Me and wife just, we're going up north to the northeast." I said, "Yeah, me." But, anyhow, Monday they got 6.5 inches. And he said, "It's just."
Yeah, y'all kept getting it off that, you know, tropical moisture just sitting over there by Florida, and it kept spinning right through you guys, man.
Yep.
Well, you can tell you're home because there's nothing going on the boot this morning. One little bitty shower.
Imagine that, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, hopefully you brought some with you. We can
use a little. You know, and I hadn't had much here at the house. Matter of fact, I don't think it rained here at the house at all this week. I mean, it's been all around us.
Yeah,
well, there was something went through the woodlands right at dark yesterday evening. I mean, it was pretty watch.
It rains every day up there, man.
I know. Something's going on with the woodlands right now.
I get it.
Yep.
Right through that one strip through there, they get a little thunder boomer almost every afternoon.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I'm getting to watch some baseball because I can't get the Astros in Venice. They got us blocked off down there. So
what are you on, cable there? Is that the reason?
No, I'm on Dish, and Dish is a screwed up deal.
Yeah, you got to get DirecTV.
You got to get Direct to get it. Yeah, because like Rusty's camp.
Yeah, Space City
Direct.
Sports, channel 674, baby.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't recognize half the roster. Went wild.
Well, the rest of them are on the IL, buddy. What do we got, like 17 or 18 on there now? Now Hader's on it.
18.
We're done.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, 18 was higher.
We're up to 18 now. I mean, I can't even keep up with it. It's crazy. Yeah. We're just having
so one farmers on it.
Who?
Valdez is a farmer. Valdez.
No, Hader.
No, I know. But what about Farmer? No, Farmer.
No, Farmer's good.
Because I hadn't seen him this week, so I guess he pitches tomorrow.
He pitches tomorrow.
Okay.
He's behind Hunter Brown now in the rotation.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking, because after they took it butt-whooping Tuesday night, I said, I hope Farmer's pitching tomorrow.
Chaz McCormick pitching. I was laughing so hard. That was funny. You just got to roll those. I mean, we hadn't been whipped like that since the Oakland A's did it to us.
Yep. So.
I'm surprised we're even where we're at. I mean, you think about it, seriously.
Did the Mariners win last night?
I didn't see.
I didn't. I know
they lost.
That's good.
Jace just told me they lost. I didn't even look at it this morning.
Yeah, and they're playing the Orioles.
Yeah, that's who we got to play next. They're coming to town.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Then we go play three somewhere and go play them for four.
Yeah, we got to play Baltimore 7 out of the next 10 games or something like that.
Well, this is where you get ahead.
Well, hopefully
like
we
said,
can.
Baltimore is the worst team in baseball. I think they're 19 games out of them.
But they're 54-66. They're not as bad as they've come back. You know, they were real terrible. They're 15 out behind the Blue Jays, but they're still, you know, they're a decent team.
All right.
Well, but I wish we had an easier schedule.
Yeah, I know.
What do we have, 41 games left? We got to make every one of them count. We're one game up on the Mariners right now.
Yeah. See what happens this weekend.
Yeah. Tell you, those Athletics, they're coming on. They're 54-69 now. Well, if they hadn't got off such a bad start, those guys scare me. They're some hitting machines. They just clobber when they win, they clobber everybody. Those young guys are awesome.
Boston ain't no slouch.
No. I mean, we play all the good teams good. That's the problem. Yep. We get up against the weaker teams, and it's like I don't know what the deal is. But it's baseball. I mean,
it is.
I mean, anybody can win any game. That's the way the game's played.
Well, and this umpire, I can't follow it.
What?
That deal on that. That balk, even that guy was calling that balk on Brown yesterday. I mean, somebody said that's a new rule.
But they didn't tie the game up with that guy on third because he did balk again.
Yeah.
Because he threw the first pitch. Normally the next pitch he pitched out of the stretch. But the home plate umpire didn't call it. That's the reason, you know, the other umpires that caught it and the coaches, they couldn't call a balk because the home plate umpire didn't call it. Balk. Well, so I guess y'all's fishing just same old over there. Still catching a lot of trout.
Yeah, when you can get to them.
Well, when you can go. Yeah, I know the weather.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is, we're on them strong. I mean, them tides are just stupid, and that's the whole deal. It's you know, everybody likes outgoing tide in Venice because of them redfish. And majority of the people come for the redfish.
Yes.
You know, I don't have that many trout customers. Still fall time. You know, come October, November when them trout pull into that river.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some trout in some of the passes. But like I said, you better catch your redfish on that incoming. Because when it turns around, it flushes. things get dirty. The drains stay clean, but I don't know. It's just pulling hard down them canals and the bayou. That, you know, it boils that sand up and dirties everything up.
Yeah, we have so much silt over here now that we get those strong incomings, man. It just messes all the, I mean, it just rolls it up. If you'll wait around till mid-morning, midday, it'll clean up, and then you'll catch fish, especially when it starts, you know, slowing down. Then the fish, you'll get a
that's
good
what I'm saying.
For about 30 or 40 minutes, and you better be where the fish are in that bite window, or you're going to miss them.
Well, that's the same thing I'm talking about because, you know, and then you put the river current along with that outgoing. You know, generally when it, you know, peaks, everything's, you know, kind of dead still.
Right.
I mean, when it turns, I mean, it'll peak, and if you're going to catch them on that outgoing, same thing here. You got about 30, maybe 40 minutes. Yeah. That's when that switch turns on, it don't turn off. I mean, we're getting nearly a 2-foot tide swing.
Yeah.
And that's not us. So the big flounder did move in right after the football.
Yeah, after the tournament.
Yeah.
Hey.
But, I mean.
You can almost predict that, huh?
Yep. You know, what, year before last? No, 3 years ago now. You know, when we went all three places from them flounders because we knew where them big girls was laying and they done got them out them passes. And, but this year, all it was them pound and a half, 2-pounders. I think 3 pounds won it. So,
little males.
Yep, little males. Brent caught one last Friday, weighed 6'8".
That's a good one.
But
what do y'all throw at your flounder over there? What's the best way to catch them in your neck of the woods?
Jig head with plastic.
Yeah,
you know, that water's dirty. You might have to dip it with a shrimp. But that's the same way with them redfish. If that water's dirty, you know, and they can't see it, they can smell it.
Yeah.
But, them guys over there, I mean, it seems like that me and Brent turned the flounder, people that never used to fish for flounder after all that stuff during that faux pas and then us coming in with them every day and having a pile of them. Them live bait guys, they're Carolina rigging them. And I don't know why they Carolina rig them. Because he's laying on the bottom while he's running up off the bottom. But,
right.
But there's one of them guys that's, he's catching them, but it's on live shrimp. I watched him the other day. He getting on them sand flats, but he's catching all of them. Customers are not catching them. He's one of them that's, you know, catches a customer's fish, and you're not supposed to now.
That's right. Fresh or salt water. Same thing.
Really? So fresh water's too?
Yeah, I think the same way with fresh water. You can't catch your customer's fish.
Huh.
Well, it's an aggregate. It's a boat limit thing. I mean, how are you going to enforce that?
Well, unless they see you. Well, I'm going to give you a good example of that. So, you know, me and Darlene and Rust and Greg, you know, we fished the faux pas together this year because Brent's wife had to, she was gone somewhere tournament fishing. And so he bailed on me, and me and Darlene done talked about it that we wanted Rust and Greg to have the opportunity to fish it with us to do it anyway. So the second day, I'm coming out of Octave into the cubic gap, and I stopped on a little old drain, and I look up there, and them blue lights flashing out there, and that flat big game warden boat, and a big metal boat. I'd never seen this boat. Anyway, I said, we may as well go on out there and get our inspection, because they're going to stop us. And sure enough, they pulled us over. And the guy that was doing all the talking, he said, I need to see all y'all's license. I said, well, I'm going to tell you now. I said, this is my family, and they're fishing under my license. He said, well, that's fine. And he checked all the licenses and looked in the box. And they didn't even get on the boat. I said, you want life jackets and fire extinguishers? I don't need none of that. He said, you're a charter captain. I know you got everything. And he said, y'all fishing the tournament? I said, yeah, we fishing it. And he said, you know. I said, I know. And he didn't say no more. He said, hey, guys, I confiscated two red snapper a while ago. Somebody didn't have no license that was on the boat. He said, y'all want them? I said, sure, we'll take them. So he said, I need your driver's license. I need to fill out a form and you sign it. And I said, that's fine. So he's doing all that. And he said, you know, you can't weigh them in. I said, we're not fishing the rig division. We're just fishing inshore. He said, all right, just giving you a heads up. I said, okay. And they was two 16-inch, 17-inch snapper. I mean, it took 100
pounds. Yeah, he's going to weigh those in. Weigh those in.
So we get to the dock, and I pull up there, and Norlene got off a boat, and I was gassing up and rushing them and getting fish up. And the guy stopped Darlene. He said, I need to ask you a few questions. She looked at me. I said, he's just wanting to know what we know, where we fished and all that. Just tell him. She looked at me like, I don't know. He finally got through, and I said, he said, well, y'all got two red snapper. He said, y'all going to weigh them in? I went, what's that all about? He said, well, I got a phone call that we give two snapper away earlier, and I just going to make sure y'all going to weigh them in. And I went, man, I felt so set up on that deal.
Yeah.
It was just a weird stop.
But, bait and switch deal, man. That's baiting.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't count the fish because we had a limit of redfish.
Yeah.
And I think we had 24, 25 flounder.
Right.
I mean, you'd have thought one of them would have got off that boat. They was more interested in me getting caught weighing them snapper in than they was anything. So, but they've been on a little run on us down there. I don't know what's going on. There's so many guides. That's the whole deal. And I think there's been a lot of complaints. And, because like all this was talking about, I don't know how all these young guys are getting their license, you know, as quick as they're getting them. And then I renewed. And Darlene sent them in on a Monday. I had my license back on Friday.
Yeah. Hillman got his in like 3 or 4 days. Boom. He just renewed.
You know, years past, it take you two months.
You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, all right, Mike, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, my friend. Mike, have a good one. See you, man.
You too, man. Later.
All right, later. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:21 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way now and check in with Captain James Plogg. Plogg, what is up? Tell me something.
What is up, buddy? No, I got nothing, man.
You got nothing?
I got nothing, man.
I've been watching some of your old tarpon videos. I know you don't like to be on camera, according to Higgins, but I gave you my likes.
That's all Larry's deal, man. I don't look at none of that.
Angler you, Larry, baby.
Larry does his deal, and I'm just the driver, man. That's it.
Bull corn.
That's it, man. Hey, I was listening to Charlie, and I think he had, well, these guys fished with me and Charlie, too. A guy named Mike Dowler, great guy. Him and Ken and Tony, our crew. Well, I won't take him right now. He's mad. So he went down here and went with Charlie. And I think they caught him pretty good in West Bay. But talking about them porpoises,
yeah,
they were with me. And I may have told you this story. We was fishing that little place that I took. They're wade fishermen. They don't really care nothing about fishing out of the boat. But I took them back there to that little place I took you and Wayne there.
Yeah.
And, man, we catch 15, like in the dark. I got my light in my mouth. Anyway, we leave there. We go away, and we hit two or three spots, and we don't catch nothing. Had a few old bites on top water. And I said, man, let me check one thing. Anyway, I told you a story. So we get out, and at this place right here, I'm counting. I watched them catch 56. So we caught 74 total, 74, 76, can't remember. And I told them, I said, hey, man, that's it. Let's go. We got to – hey, and they're a bunch of good ones. We caught a bunch of fish over 20 inches. But anyway, about the story is about the porpoises. They was all over me, man, all over me. And I don't know about eating any fish, not that day. So anyway, I caught them fish there for like 5 days. Like, it's easy. That's where I told you David Carroll was throwing a fish back, and he ate the fish, and he got a hold of his lure, and it took all – I mean, it zing-powed David in about 2 seconds, like gone, no line.
Yeah.
Now he's standing there with a reel with no line. I said, well, go get you another rod and reel. Anyway, point of that story is, I roll in there one day, and there's no bottlenose. And we caught like 2 trout, and they ain't been there since.
Right.
But as long as them bottlenose was there, them fish couldn't care less. And they were where the fish were at. When them fish moved, them bottles were gone.
Yeah.
Well, pretty cool. It went down
like
just
us.
Like
they're
that.
Fishermen, too. They're going to be where the fish are.
Yeah. Actually, they're better than us. if they don't eat nothing, they probably die.
Yeah.
If we don't eat nothing, we just go home, go to Luby's.
Luby's. I hadn't heard that in years.
Hey, remember old Piccadilly? Remember the old Piccadilly?
Piccadilly, you had Luby's, had Wyatt's cafeterias.
Wyatt.
And there's just not that many cafeterias anymore.
No, after that COVID, nobody goes to the cafeteria. I still go. They got a Luby's up here. Up there on the whatever it is, like Nassau.
Everybody's door dashers now.
Hey, I never forget. We were in Port Isabel, And we had, with Larry and Cameron decking with me, and we had the film crew down here and stuff. It's, man, you know, we, down there, you fish. You fish till dark or fish till storm gets you or something. Then you right. go in, there ain't nothing to do. And there's it's like a Whataburger or something. I don't eat that kind of stuff, but, man, when I'm out of town, we got to eat. Larry said, we're going to DoorDash. I said, Larry, it's right there. Get us in the truck and take me over there to eat. We ain't DoorDashing nothing. DoorDashing. He started laughing. So there was a Dairy Queen real close by, and we was mowing that Dairy Queen down. Then get you no love. What's in things they make in blizzards? Get you no blizzard.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I just had to. I had some young kids go with me today. They fish on a boat called a Big Torch there in Freeport. And I told them, man, I'll text you at 5. I said, I don't think it's going to be good. But I had a bunch of conflicting reports about how the weather was going to be today. I pretty much knew in my heart how it was going to be. But So I got ready to go and everything. I said, man, I'll text y'all at 5. I just got off the phone with us. Man, I ain't going nowhere. I looked, it was 20 somewhere. It was like 16, 17 knots at 20 miles.
That's the first thing I noticed when I came out the back door and ran the corner of my house to go get in my truck, and that southwest wind hit me right in the face.
Said, yeah, it's blowing pretty hard.
Uh-oh.
You know, this whole run, I mean, you fight the storms. There's been a lot of days that I don't even go till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, because this, you know, the storms, the squalls sure. come in the morning on the coast, and I guess the last day we fished, man, it was pretty hard northwest, man. I mean, it was blowing, but it was coming right off the beach, but it was pretty crappy. And, man, about 11, it started fading at noon. It was drop-dead gorgeous, man. And then a big squall come up to my east, and it was kind of coming offshore.
Right.
And just sitting there raining. I mean, there ain't nothing to do. And it got closer, and it kind of rained itself out and went inshore, and it kind of made a little northeast wind, you know, about, you know, 12 or 14 for just a little bit. Mm. And when it went away, I mean, we come through the jetties at like 6 o'clock. It was just drop-dead gorgeous, man.
Yeah.
But I talked to a buddy of mine that was coming in. He ran like 60 miles. He was coming in from way south of Port O'Connor, and he said they got absolutely crushed coming home. He said south southwest about 15 knots. He had to run like 60 miles.
That's nasty.
Yeah, he said it was terrible. It was nice up here, but yeah, it's been a pretty good run. I mean, the season, you know, and it's not been bad. Today is the first really windy day.
Have you caught a real big fish yet? Big tarpon yet?
No, I'm lucky to even catch one. No, I ain't caught nothing big.
That was it. Higgins posted up that video. I watched it a couple of times yesterday. Very informative. If they'll pay attention to what you're doing while that kid's fighting that fish.
And good kids. Those are his junior, his Kelly Wigler junior pro staff kids. And I tell you what, it's good for humanity. These kids are, because they fish, and you could tell their parents, man, they're yes or no, sir. They're just good kids. I told Larry, you can bring these knuckleheads with me anytime.
Yeah.
And that other boy, of course.
You know, you shown him how to put that thumb down on the rod with that line. Once you get back up to the 80 off the 30, get that, you know, 30 back on the spool, and then you got 80, and then you can get down on that fish and make him, you know, put a little pressure on him, make him jump again. That's good video. I like that.
It's pretty good. Well,
now go to the right. Now go to the left. If anybody knows anything about tarpon fishing, they see that. So, yeah, I think James has probably caught a couple.
Well, I don't know about all that stuff. But any kind of fish, if you don't turn his head, you go from a blue marlin to I don't care what it is. I mean, a big fish.
A big trout, too. I mean, same thing.
You got to turn his head. If you
turn his head,
if you just let that fish keep going away, and then because these kids have never caught nothing. One kid kind of fished offshore. I can't remember his name, but he was pretty cool. Carson never really done anything big game fishing.
Right.
And I had a guy one time, he just stops. I said, hey, man, let me tell you something. If you stop, that fish is just out there resting. You have to put in your mind, okay, man, this fish just jumped. Okay, it's a 400-pound blue marlin or it's a 200-pound tarpon. In your mind, you already know, okay, man, this is an hour or it's an hour and 20 minutes, probably. Now, you might get lucky and he may swim straight to the boat. You may get him. But you have to gear your mind for that. People that ain't never caught big stuff, they think you get him and just reel him straight in and go get a picture. And man, it don't work like that, man. Hey, I've had them fish put people on the ground, buddy. I had a guy one time that was fighting a shark, and he put the rod on his shoulder backwards. This is when I smoked. And I'm just watching this guy. He walked from the bow to the back dragging on this shark. I looked at it for about 2 minutes, and I just walked over there. I just burned that line. He almost fell down. He said, hey, what'd you do? I said, man, I can't look at you do that anymore. I can't even look at that. Oh, man. But those are really good. Back to the kids, though, Mickey. They're whoever their parents are, and they're in the fishing community, and you can't ask for no better. I mean, they're all
no.
They're all seniors. You know, they're all like fixing to get out of high school.
Yeah, that's – there's still hope.
There's still hope
for America.
But, you know, I run into a lot of good people, you know, just in general.
Well, and, we do in the line of work we're in. You know, we do. And let me knock this break out, James. Hang on. I'll come right back at you after this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, if you got time. All right, buddy. Well, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike, right at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display and their regulators, diffusers. They refill right there at the store. If you need more info, call Jason Cogburn, 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. It's all good quality Gulf shrimp. And if you're looking for something good to eat, check out their Cajun Grill next door. Great food, great prices, and their Santa Fe location. Check out their food truck over there. It's really a big hit. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back.
Buddy. Hey, tell me about Tuesday. Where'd y'all go? I mean, what'd y'all
I fished up my way, and we caught fish, man, but there's so much garbage everywhere. We finally found a clean school of trout under a bunch. I found a big old pile of finger mullet. It was probably, they were finger mullet to medium size, kind of like what you see down, you know, when you're fishing a land cut or something this time of year down south. We stayed with those. I troll motored for about 10 minutes. We'd catch one here and one there, and then, man, it kind of glassed off, and all those mullet came to the top. You could tell there was fish under them, the way the finger mullet were flipping, and a big mullet would jump here or there. And we caught them good once we got under that bait. And,
right.
We caught them for about 30 or 40 minutes from about 10:30 to 11:30, you know, in that time frame.
That's right around Tuesday.
It was right when that tide was peeking out, you know.
Yeah, right around that either the minor or the major. I think it was maybe a minor started right there at like 9:20 to like 11.
Right. But good solid fish, you know, 18, 19 inchers. The last fish I caught before we left to go look for reds, I think it was probably 19, 20-inch fish, and something hit it on the way in. I said, man, I was finding that trout, and I go, something just hit this trout. And got it up, and it had a bite in it, and that was it. I mean, we made one more pass, and we'd catch one here, one there, and then everything got real small. I said, it's over. Let's go look for reds. So,
think a shark popped him or gar? Or?
I don't know what it was. It just left a bite and a nick in his side. It didn't look like a shark bite to me. It might have been a bull red or something tried to eat him, but I mean, it thumped him hard. I could tell he was gliding, and all of a sudden, man, he took off, and then something just popped him. But
how deep were they,
man? I was catching those fish from about 3.5 to 5 feet on a ledge.
Man, one little place we had a pretty good little run going. They got under those, I may have told you that, just what you saw, a big mullet every now and then, but most of the raft of mullet, which we don't see very often, rafts of finger mullet, not big.
Right, that's what
mullet.
This was rafts of finger mullet. And,
buddy, they're there when you can find that.
And that was the only mullet I found, you know, as far as concentration of mullet. Everything else is just shad balls, man. There's so much shad everywhere, it's stupid. And it's got all garbage under it. I mean, the trout are in there, but you can't get through the skipjacks and gaff top to get to the trout.
You can't catch them because there's so much junk in there.
Tony got fed up. He reached down and grabbed his topwater rod and threw a one-knocker out there, a bone one-knocker, and I think he got a couple of trout on that out of the middle of all that garbage.
Oh, man. You know, people don't, I mean, they know, I mean, but you and I have done it back when I used to fish in the summer a little bit. I found a picture the other day. Man, it's a long time ago, way before I got sick, long time ago. And it was in August, and I forget who I had, but we wasn't tarpon fishing. I think the Gulf had been rough or something, and I went trout fishing. And, man, you remember they planted those rocks? They had two sets, one on the channel and then another set out there toward Smith Point, about halfway.
Yeah.
And then fish got on top of that thing. And it's one of the first times I ever did it. We was catching them on topwaters out there. And it's like, you know what it is, like 9-10 foot of water.
9-10 foot of water.
Yeah. And I caught, that's one of the few times, maybe two or three times in my life, that I caught two on one lure at one time.
Yeah.
I got.
That's in them right there.
But, you know, we used to do that a lot, Mickey, this time of year. you and I and all of us, we'd be, you couldn't get in a bite of tail, but you throw a topwater out there, you get, they'd eat it.
Well, we used to, you know, remember in the summer, you get those tide lines in the middle of the bay, and they'd rafts of mullet to be all on those tide lines, and you'd just troll up and down them with topwaters and just smoke the big trout like that all day long. All day.
Ain't that? All day. They would get out there, man. I guess Trinity Bay, I guess no rain is starting to clear up a little bit.
Yeah, it's starting to green up, and it's getting better daily. So, but cool. It's a lot of garbage, you know. And a lot of the little trout I caught, you can tell they're starting to come back. You know, that's the way it always is. The little trout are always the last to leave and the first to come back.
First to come back, ain't that the truth?
So we'll the creeks don't rise and the rivers don't flood. Hey, man, we may have a good fall. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll catch some fish. These guys,
we'll be there.
Kenny went fishing a couple times. One day I think they did really good. And then I think the other couple, two or three times, it wasn't no good. I mean, they caught, you know, four or five fish or whatever. But I think that one day they stroked them pretty good. And I'm sitting here looking at all my old trout tackle. I get ready to go. But, oh, Mickey, if, you know, the weather's been good. The tarpon fishing is, it's such a strategy now because of the boats. And
right.
It's different. Like today, I really wanted to go. I think
right.
I got some fish, but two things got it's nasty. It's probably legit 3 foot. It says 2.3, but that's 3 foot.
Yeah.
And I think I could have drove straight to them. But you know, then you got to look. You know, okay, you got this wind this way. Well, I got my current going the opposite direction.
Right.
Because all you do today is drift, and if you bucking the current. Even if you got a 15-knot wind or 14-knot wind and you're bucking the current, now your drift is down to less than a knot. Man,
right.
Now you're kind of done.
You're not covering any water.
You ain't going nowhere.
I hate it, you know, when the tide and the wind are working against one another like that.
It's hard to get bike anything, whether you're trolling for blue marlins or tarpon or whatever.
That's exactly right.
When the current bucks the wind, it's a terrible plan.
Yeah.
But next week looks good. I don't watch the news, but she had it on, and some little something about a bunch of clouds out in the middle of the Gulf. They said they were watching or something, but next week looks pretty good, actually. I looked at buoy weather.
Yeah, there's something down in the lower Gulf down there that might, 20% chance it might turn into something.
Yeah, I didn't see nothing. I didn't see no double-digit numbers for the whole week next week as far as wind-wise. Even
right.
The afternoon high
no,
it, was like
it looks good.
Knots.
It looks good for us anyway.
Yeah,
all right, buddy. Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning. Sorry y'all can't go, but hey, that's a game you play running them poons, man. It's the way it works.
That's the truth, buddy. You fishing
you got it. Well, hey,
you're gonna fight it.
Throw them out that going to the bottom hot number, man.
Hot number on fire. All right, buddy. 4-9. 771-7306. Glad y'all found a few fish to catch. That's cool.
It is what it is, James. It's fishing. All right, dog.
All right, brother. Holla.
All right, see you, man. Bye. All right. Now let's jump the bridge. Let's go over to Offutt's Bayou and check in with our good friend Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, good morning. How are you, my friend?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not a lot. And how are you percolating this morning?
Man, I'm percolating. I'm still at the Casa. Kind of looking at this weather and
right
taking a gander at what's going on. Golly, man, it's last couple days we've been dodging.
From.
Yeah, it's been and these storms have been holding a lot of wind too, boy.
Yeah,
you don't want to get caught up in one of these suckers. I promise you that.
No.
But
I'm showing offshore it's still south southwest 13 to 16.
Oh.
2.6 with a period of 4 seconds. That's a little choppy.
Oh, that's choppy, buddy.
Now 8 or 10 seconds that'd be doable. That'd be fine for me, but
yeah. That's choppy. Man, let's see, about 2 days ago, the day before yesterday, we sometimes I get hired out to do like private trips, you know, and hop on and kind of do some lessons.
Right.
You know, teaching all kinds of different stuff, steering and, you know, you name sure. it, safety, yada, yada. So some really good, actually some really good friends of ours. I've been going out with him and his boys for a long time, since before they had their own boat. But anyway, him and his boys hired me. And he said, let's go see what we can do out there. They wanted to do something different. They have a 32 yellowfin. And, man, those guys they've turned into awesome fishermen over the years. So they can get out there, get their snapper limit, catch a bunch of cool stuff, and, you know, on their own. But they want to do something different. So I said, man, let's go chase around some shrimp boats. So, you know, showing them that and what pound tests and how to chum up fish, you know, behind them and,
right,
you know, what kind of all that good stuff. But, man, we started hitting some shrimp boats, 250, 260 foot of water. And, man, the Bonita was going nuts. And I was telling them, man, when you got those Bonita going crazy, usually the tuna are under them.
Right.
You know? And so I casting around, you know, around the school of Bonita, letting that sucker sink or putting a little split shot weight on there to get it down past them. And, man, we were catching some nice tuna. Got some real nice blackfin tuna. Pulled up to another boat, nothing. Pulled up to another boat, nothing. And then about the four, I was just telling them, you know, you want to keep on hitting these boats because you never know what's behind one of these things, you know. We pulled up and there was mahi all over one. We ended up catching about 12 or 13 mahi on one.
Right.
And then we had this giant cobia come up and I couldn't get him to eat the curly tail. And one of the guys sitting there with just a float line, piece of squid, and, you know, kind of like his rod just in the water. And I'm looking at the cobia and I'm like, where is it going? And I look up and it just came up. And he just had his rod in the water. It came up and ate that piece of squid. And I said, oh, my God, free spooler, you know, let him eat it. And that sucker, he ended up turning under the boat. I said, ah, you know, just leave it on free spool while we get around, you know, get that rod around before we set the hook on it. He ended up going under the boat, around the boat, in, and got stuck around the prop. The line got stuck around the prop. I mean, this is 55-pound cobia, you know, real dang healthy fish. And I was back there trying to pull that line out of the prop. We didn't even get a shot to set the hook on it. He was just swimming around like crazy. He got stuck, you know, up on the boat. But anyway, it was a great day, though. Lots of tuna, lots of bonita, lots of mahi, snapper, you name it. It was awesome fishing, man. So,
well, they updated the leaderboard in the Star, and that's 37-4 Jack Brinkman had. It went away. Got a 42-4 leading it now, and second place is around 40 pounds and some change. So that's two pretty good mahi right there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, those are good. Yeah.
Those are nice ones.
40, yeah, that's a big mahi, man. That is a big mahi. Golly. Yeah, that's a huge mahi for down this way, bud.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Hey, I was on a buddy's boat yesterday and he invited my dad to tag along, kind of doing the same thing, some just brand new 26.5 sea hunt. And we get out there to the jetties. And Dad said, you know, I ain't throwing that daggum bait, you know.
Uh-huh.
And first or second cast, man, I'm just explaining, you know, why we're fishing, where we're fishing. He's up on the front. First or second cast, man, sticks a, like, 25.5, 26-inch trout on a,
atta,
you know,
boy,
on
Ralph,
artificial.
Atta boy, Ralph, show him
man,
out there, baby.
He's like, get the net, get the net. I said, no way, man. I looked up there. I mean, it was like a Sega cast 20, 25. I mean, just a giant trout.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I give him some credit, you know.
Old school with the lure, baby.
I gave him a little credit. I said, you still got it, Dad. Golly. You still got it. But.
Well, that's it good was to cool, see those man. Bigger trout showing up out there. It's
yeah,
it's coming back, man. We're getting there, brother.
Yeah, man. I think Shane had released. He told me, you know, where they were fishing around out, you know, outside the jetty. I said, okay. And he told me they released like 3 or 4 over 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, had caught a handful of nice keepers. And I said, oh, we got to go. We got to go over there.
Yeah.
So nice to see those fish running, you know, through the jetties again. And
sure.
We'll just get away from these little storms and hopefully in this hurricane season with nothing crazy coming through, you know.
Boy, I hope so. I hope we can get out of this.
We all are. We're all hoping, brother.
Especially you being down on the west end now, man. Well, Sharky,
yeah.
I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to get with you guys, give them some info how they can get hooked up.
Hey, man, we'd love to have you guys. Check us out, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. You can just Google us at Outcast Charters Galveston. Check us out. You can see our trip packages pricing. Man, we'd love to have you guys. And check us out at Bayside Event Center right here on 61st Street in Galveston. From lodging, birthday parties, weddings, we do it all. Come on out, check us out, get booked up, and we'll go make some memories.
Booked up and hooked up. Nothing like it.
Booked up and hooked up, baby. All right,
Michael,
brother.
Have a good day, brother. Good
you
talking
too,
to
brother.
You. See you,
see
now.
You, man.
All right. All right, that's Sharky Marquez in G-Town. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILD Houston.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.